wherever it comes from.
Looking at that as an object, chasing the sun with very different success.
Yeah, why do you love it in California?
Everywhere. Oh, I have.
Well, why is there?
Ever since I have been, I've been four times to Florida, once to California. Each 3 days each in Florida, 3 to 10 days in California. They fall down the stairs, I'll be 10 minutes late. And bring her the stuff you made in the basement last night.
Well, there is a I don't have any of this stuff.
You don't have any stuff?
No, there's coffee or tea.
How is that stuff now? Have you ever tried? Did you make that yet?
Well, I know one of myself that I never tried.
Never.
I just told me the other day that Tina was hard to get along with a drug. Maybe she's been trying.
Well, I think she's trying.
That's a line he uses with most things.
That's why I calculated that you're supposed to be and you have the same plane.
He has a man is a recovery committee. He took a friend's
tea.
And he missed
a coke place. You know, the trouble is all drinking gallons of the damn stuff and coffee at the end of it all. I try to catch myself because, you know, I don't know if it affects me anymore. It does give a little lift in the morning. But I don't think anything affects the sleep. I can, for example, take an afternoon and have nothing except maybe a little consomme or nothing at all. It doesn't make any difference. Sleep depends on other things.
It depends on where these pills are.
But you know, I had once thought that you could drink. I do not drink coffee at meals. Never touching the hard stuff. I don't drink it, for example, after dinners. So maybe that makes a difference. But the sleep, if you need it, you sleep. If you don't, you don't sleep. And sometimes you do need it, you don't sleep. But that is it. Sleep is the hardest thing in this business. The more you need, the less you get. The less you can work at, certainly. Let me say that I had, as you know, I've been following your talks with various people around here with very great interest and concern. And I'm distressed to be substance. decides to run, which I hope he does, and I think he will make a decision, probably come back at the end of the year, and decide perhaps to run in November, and now it's in January, on he'll go. Now, in your case, I say first, I think you're running in California, it would be a very good thing.
I think that's more of Cleveland Finch's eye than anything else.
Oh, he's talking about. He has one thing. He talked
to you. Idea of mine.
He talked to me about the Senate idea. I don't think that I would do that for this reason, that I think you then get into a miserable primary with some SOB, and you shouldn't do that. You should run on the basis where it's handed to you. Now by that where you get the nomination, well, unless it's just a pure nut. That's why if you could go on, let me say, a treasurer, or treasurer is the best job. But I don't know whether Ivy is fine.
That's Ivy now, yes.
But isn't, has she really been there a long time? Is she planning to go again?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I think that this is...
Fitch seemed to think, I got it from some sources. I haven't talked to him about that specifically, but... And you know, I don't know what he's trying to do, but he's certainly leaning very hard to go. Very hard. I feel that I frankly think if you could put him in the job, he ought to be in the Senate. He doesn't feel that it's Cranston can be beaten. I think he'd be wrong about that. The problem that he has with the governor, which you've got to realize, is that Ray is going to cut the hell out of him. He's going to have the most miserable man in the
right.
Governor, well, Ray has talked to me. I told Bob knows what he's talking about, he's law, I'm talking California. And Bob sees it differently than I did. I really realize that he doesn't think Reagan really cares whether the governorship is won. That he thinks Reagan wants to control the delegation. If a governor is elected, even a Randy, that Reagan might have a rival or somebody that could be brokered. And he's probably right. Now, with that in mind, therefore, Bob feels that Reagan wants to run just anybody, let him take a whipping, and Reagan gets the delegation, and that Reagan also is not interested in winning the Senate. Because whoever, now my view on Bob's thing is that if Bob runs for governor, I want to talk to you about it, because you'll be talking to him, everybody's talking to Bob, and he's still, I think, wavering a bit. At least he said he would not move until he talked to you again, and I asked him to bail him. What he's really got to consider is whether he wants to go for governor and frontally take on Reagan, which he would have to do. I say first, if he goes for governor, Pat, he's got to run on Reagan's record. And that ain't going to be good for Bob, because Bob is going to believe in a lot of the record. You know what I mean? He's going to have to defend it. If he doesn't defend it, the Reagan people will come to pieces. Now, I've been through this. See, I had run an Eisenhower's record. Now, it was a good record, but your hands are tied behind your back. And I would imagine that if anything, now maybe the Reagan thing will be good enough so that Bob could skillfully handle it. The other thing he has to bear in mind is that he has a primary for governor, and he wouldn't have one for the Senate. Now, it's up to him. Because we'll support him, of course, I'll support him. Whichever he goes for, he knows that. Reagan, of course, was asking whether I would.
Where he really comes down to the crunch is that, Mr. President, this party of ours is in all the state of California.
You know,
it was a Warren party, and then it was a Knight party, and then it was a Nolan party, and then it was Richard Nixon's party, and it was great. And as a United States Senator, there's virtually nothing you can do about it as a governor. You can't. This is the only chance, and if we don't open up that part of ours in California, we not only are going to be the minority party in registration, we're going to be
whipped.
We'll be totally ineffective. We'll be no threat to anybody in any sect in a given congressional legislative race with the registration. I never have wanted to.
Well,
brother had his mind at the time. I just hate to see him and Reagan get in that fight. Now, Reagan, Pat, is a rough customer, in my opinion. What I don't know is he's rough. I don't think it's so much that. But there's some people around him.
He's in the South.
Salvatore's a very rough guy. What are they going to do?
I'll be honest with you, Mr. President. I think Bob's going to be in a rough fight with Ronald Reagan, no matter what he's
run for. 100%.
Absolutely.
But he said enough. But
I disagree with him.
Reagan told me he would support Bob for the Senate.
Oh, he'll support him like he's supporting for Lieutenant Governor.
If it's
Ronald Reagan wants only one thing.
President.
He's been running for the President of the United States since 1960.
But to translate that, he's got to control the Republican Party in the state of California.
Or let Democrats continue to hold those seats or have them, and he does control them.
Well, that's what I mean. So he's got to do one or two things. He's either got to control who wins the governorship as a Republican, or he's got to make sure that Finch doesn't. On the other hand, if Finch runs for the Senate, he doesn't have that problem.
Well, yes, he does. If Finch is lucky enough to be president.
No, he has a much lower level of intensity. Besides which, Finch would make an absolutely rotten governor and a pretty good senator. That's a very great senator.
Now,
but he'd be a better governor than Reagan.
I served at ATW with Bob, and it's not that you expect me to be defensive, but it's more than just that. What everybody, I think a lot of people have lost sight of, is that when Bob was at ATW, this whole nation of ours was in unbelievable turmoil.
Right.
The campuses were in riot, were rioting, the cities was burned, bombed, destroyed. ATW, by its very nature, was a microcosm of everything that was going on around this country. And Bob was sitting on dynamite. I don't know that anybody could have done much better. Then, too, the press decided that Bob was the administration liberal, which he really never was.
Oh, I know.
So everything, when he, my God, they built him up to the sky. And boy, let me tell you, when that happens, you fall like hell.
Sure.
Unfortunately, a whole lot of people just really can't write it, can't remind it. They still talk about it. And I've been along with the state legislature.
Sure.
Which Reagan
was.
It's when Bob left to come here that the relationship is so old at least between the governor's office and the state legislature. There are lots of reasons for it.
What do you visualize in the rank?
I don't think, if you want to know the truth, given this last scandal, I think this is the Bob Finch.
What was that?
It's a second. If you have money, I will send you the sock.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do?
This number one citizen of his was wheeling in all over the state with a guy with a criminal record. He was in and out of Ryan's office. He's a felony charge. Ryan was taking guns and gifts and stuff. It's an incredible sock.
Mm-hmm.
Broke about it. Right. I think it could kill him. I'll send you the
sock.
The list on it.
Okay.
It reads like nothing you've ever believed.
Well, all the others are out, so maybe Bob could, maybe Reagan got a horse.
I question seriously whether Reagan's got a horse.
Reagan told me that Ranicki was the horse.
He was, but mind you, I think if you read this, you will agree, both of you, that Reagan is a hell of a long ways from being a viable candidate, and I don't think he can't do this totally.
Yeah.
And this is the second time that one of his top aides has been in serious trouble in the state.
What does it run off? Does it rub off on him?
Yes, he does. He's got some beautiful rifles and a few other things to show for it. It's lighter than ever. And if there are two parts that are still in court, they haven't been settled, all these court cases are going to keep dragging it up and up and up, more and more and more is going to come out.
Florida. There's a real embarrassment to ask you down there the other day.
Reagan himself said publicly that it very well may be the end of his chances.
That word. He said that he's stupid.
It's positive, yes.
Oh,
no. He is stupid.
God. Never nominated, never elected for the first time an individual
there. But if I had to make a choice between those three, I think there was a man.
Well, that's who would sit in the chair.
Right.
Aren't you ready?
We got another 64.
What about A?
With three.
15, May.
I think you got the gold bar thing over. Maybe not quite yet.
You mean in terms of the result? Well.
Not that bad.
What do you hear about it? He has a lot of standings.
Yeah, but in
well,
in one particular group.
And he can't.
It's not a big enough group.
And he doesn't reach across. He doesn't like it. You know, we've tried so often to get him to do schools and things. He won't do it, will he, John? No. And it's a little worse now than it was before.
It's not.
It's worse. You don't. Well, you never know what you're about this position. What about ladies as a group? I gather that he has a fair amount of acceptance. Everybody says he appeals to women. Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's what they say.
I don't see it either.
Nobody knows. Best dressed.
To run it. Now I'm going to say some the National Red Cross. He seemed like a natural for it. And I asked
him. I don't really care what he looked like. What's he did. I.
Oh,
I had to say the tall, tall guy. But I said, I had a lot of dinners for him.
But I
didn't
care about him. That man never won that succeed.
And just against us.
Yeah. It was, listen, this is hot property.
Right.
So as a result, the man stumbled on. It's still stumbling along a little bit today. It's never really got off the ground. People began to get discouraged. I got as I went around the country because I was identified with this whole volunteer aspect. Then in 1971, June 1971, when you announced the creation of ACTION, there was an enormous response of feeling among people. There it is. He does mean it. Here's the focus. Now something is going to happen. Now I realize that not a hell of a lot has happened, but given the fact that ACTION has only been in existence for 20 months, and also, poor John, he's having to listen to some of this twice. Also, given the fact that there was a considerable resistance and doubt among those agencies that became part of it, I know because some of them came from HEW and then they came to me. The older Americans programs that came from HEW, they were scared to death that they were going to suffer because of the youth groups, the youth programs that were in it. And many of them came to me and talked to me, and I reassured them. I said, no, you won't. This is where you're really going to get your focus and so on. On the other hand, Peace Corps and VISTA, they weren't happy about the senior groups. So it would take at least a year for those two groups to meld and come to a meeting of the mind. Now, I know how you feel about the Peace Corps and about this. I felt the same way. I still don't know an awful lot about it, so I can't really argue for in favor of either one in their present form. I don't suppose anybody reacted more violently than I did in 1960 when Jack Kennedy unveiled that goddamn Peace Corps, to put it mildly. For two solid years, I spoke publicly in scurrying in ways that nobody but a woman could do. So I understand why you feel that way about it. God knows. But I also believe that things have settled down enough. I can't tell you whether how good or how bad it is. The only three countries that I've seen the Peace Corps at work in were three South American countries. And they were doing incredible on the Rockefeller mission.
Did you know that 23 governments have privately asked me to get them out?
I don't believe it.
See, the problem you've got there is with $100 million going to the Peace Corps. The question is, can you justify that as a foreign policy as compared with it? I saw them in Peru. I thought they were very good.
That's one of the three countries
I thought they were very good there. And, but the real question is whether we can be more, or would we, whether we can be better to put that into a program here in the teachers' area or the grandparents' area or the older Americans' area or what have you. My point is that I think it's an instrument of foreign policy that is now causing so much difficulty in so many different countries that I just don't know where the hell we'd send them.
Well,
we might. I think there are about 8 that I think we could really send them to at the moment. And that's my opinion. But you see, we get it from the Democrats.
Well, let me throw.
And they don't. And this is because they want it. You see, the point is, here's what a government.